Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 51, including the results from the weekend of September 9th through the 11th, 2011. Hello and welcome to the results show for Backseat Box Office, episode number 51, which just happens to be the first episode of season 2 of Backseat Box Office. So, the leaderboard has been reset. All the scores are new this week, so the order that that everybody comes in is the order that they will be in on the leaderboard. This is going to be pretty much a straight read through. There's not going to be a whole lot of changing. It's going to be, I think, probably a little bit on the shorter side because we also only have 16 people participating. So hopefully we'll get some more new blood. We do have one new participant that just started with the new season and a lot fewer people than we've had in the past. Hopefully we'll get some of you guys back here coming up soon. Let's go ahead and jump right into the picks. Our picks, the first couple of set of picks, we have voicemail four. Let's go ahead and listen to Tad's voicemail first.
The box office, this is Tad in Mesa calling in with my picks for this week. I'm pretty excited about the new season. I can't wait to see how it goes, and my picks for this week are, I'm going to go with Contagion at number one, The Help at number two, Warrior at number three, The Debt at number four, and Planet of the Apes at number five. Good luck this season, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, thanks, Tad. And yes, those were great picks. Actually, those are the same picks that I had. They were also the same picks that Andrew had and the same picks that Jeff had. Again, that was Contagion at number one, The Help at number two, The Warrior at number three, The Dead at number four, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number five. Now, we have not gone through how things fared at the box office this week, so let me go ahead and go through that briefly. I'm actually having to go to Box Office Mojo because we had quite a range of picks. We actually only had six different movies picked, but the way it worked out, some of the movies picked went as far down as 15th place. So, from the top, we had Contagion at number one, The Help at number two, Warrior at number three, The Dead at number four, Columbiana at number five, Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number six, Shark Knight 3D at number seven, Apollo 18 in eighth place, Our Idiot Brother in ninth, Spy Kids All the Time in the World in 10th place, Crazy Stupid Love in 11th, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark in 12th, Kevin Hart Laugh at My Pain in 13th place. That was on less than 100 screens. It was in 13th place. The Smurfs in 14th place, and on 1,500 screens in 15th place, Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star. I heard a reference made that the per screen, per viewing average of the number of people who would have went into the theaters to see the movie was at about six. That's six people per screening of Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star. That is the lowest per screening average of a nationwide wide release film ever, is the thing that I read. I don't know if that's quite true, but I tend to believe it because I do believe it came from something I read on Box Office Mojo. Not a good thing. Unfortunately, we did have a couple of people that picked Bucky Larson in their top five. Fortunately for those of us who picked along with Tad, we did not pick Bucky Larson. In fact, we had picked Contagion, The Help, The Warrior, and The Debt. We all had those first four correct. Unfortunately, we had Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number five, and it actually came in sixth place. That caused us to lose 1 point. So myself, Andrew, Tad, and Jeff ended the week with a 24. I'm going to go ahead and do the leaderboard right now because there's really no change from this to leaderboard. So we four have a four-way tie for first place. Next up, we have a voicemail from Art.
Hey, Tony, Art here, calling in my picks. Going to go with Contagion number one. I'm going to go with Warrior at number two. The Help at number three. The Debt at number four. And Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number five. I don't know if you've set in stone what you're doing with the scoring system for the rest of this next segment. But the thing that bothered me most was kind of the long tail with averages. You know, the longer you go with it, the less movement you get. So my idea was kind of to lock down the average after, say, 4 or 5 weeks on a monthly or maybe bi-monthly basis. You lock the average, and then that's the new number you figure in instead of going back and pulling in all the numbers going all the way back that just bogs it down. I don't know. It's just an idea. I haven't downloaded the latest episode yet. Just missed out on it last night. And calling in before I take my lunch here. All right. Keep up the good work, guys, and we'll see how it goes. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Art. Again, Art's picks were Contagion at number one, The Warrior at number two, The Help at number three, The Dead at number four, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number five. Contagion and The Debt were perfect. Warrior and The Help were reversed, so that lost 2 points. And Rise of the Planet of the Apes lost them one also because it was actually in sixth place. Art and Scott, Foul Sorceress, both end the week with a 22. Along with them, Jonathan, Rich, Beattie, and Cougaron all selected Contagion at number one, The Help at number two. Those were both correct. The Debt and Warrior in third and fourth place. Those were actually in reverse order, so there was 2 points there. They all also chose Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fifth place, which was a very popular choice, by the way. Those guys all scored a 22, so along with Foul Sorceress, Art. We also have Cougaron, BD, Jonathan, and Rich. The six of them are in a six-way tie for fifth place. Next up, Uriah picked Contagion at number one, The Debt at number two, losing 2 points, The Help at number three, losing one, Warrior at number four, losing one, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fifth, losing one. He has a score of 22 this week, and he is in 11th place. Next up, we have the Beast family. First up, Mentally, had Contagion at number one, The Help at number two, The Debt at number three, losing 1 point there. Apollo 18 in fourth place. That was actually in eighth place, losing 4 points. Warrior in fifth place. It was in third, so that lost 2 more points. Mentally ends the week with an 18. She was in 12th place. Father Beast had The Help at number one. It was actually at second place, so he lost 2 points there. Contagion at number two, losing a point. Warrior at number three, which was right. Apollo 18 in number four, he lost 4 points there. The Debt in fifth place, and it was in fourth, so he lost a point there. Father Beast ends the week with a 17 and 13th place on the leaderboard. Mrs. Beast has probably got the record of having the most tragic picks of the week, simply because she had Contagion at number one, which was correct. The Help at number two, which was correct. Warrior at number three, which was correct. The Debt at number four, which was correct. And then, unfortunately, picked Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, for fifth. It was actually in 15th place, losing 10 points. She ends with the 15 for the week. Her top four scores were perfect, though. So congratulations for picking the top four, and congratulations for the risky play with Bucky Larson. The safe play would have ended up would probably have ended you up closer to the rest of us with the 24s and 22s, but you rolled the dice. Unfortunately, it came up craps for you, but have to admit you played with your gut and you did well for the first four. If we were doing the original scoring system, you would have had an 80%. So well done there. Mrs. Beast ends up with in 14th place on the week. Newcomer Mark has given his picks of Contagion at number 1, The Help at number 2, both of those were correct. The Dead at number 3, it was actually in 4, so he lost a point there. Apollo 18 in 4th, and it was in 8, so he lost 4 points there. And Bucky Larson in 5th, losing 10 points. Mark has a total of 10 points on the week in 15th place. And last but not least, we have a final voicemail. William Paul has he selected The Warrior at number 1. It was in 3rd, so he lost 4 points. Contagion at number 2, it was in 1st, he lost a point. The Help at number 3, it was in 2nd place, so he lost a point. Bucky Larson in 4th, was in 15th, so he lost 11 points. And The Dead at number 5, he lost a point there. William ends up with a 7 for the week. Now let's go ahead and listen to his voicemail.
Hey, this is William Paul. You know, yeah, sorry I didn't call in my picks this week, but, you know, I just saw the results posted on the website. And you know, for the first week of the new season and everything, I am so excited. You know, I just can't believe that I got the best score. You know, I finished the week with the fewest number of strokes. Wait, what? This isn't golf? Wait, no. No, really? Dang it. Okay, well, I guess we'll just try again later next week. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, unfortunately, William, we are not playing golf. The good thing is we do have, I believe, somewhere in the range of about 35 to 40 more weeks to go for the bulk of this season. We've got quite some time to come back, to readjust these scores, to change up and to mix up the averages. One of the things that was mentioned, I believe, in Art's voicemail was a suggested change in the scoring system. We aren't going to change how the averages work. We are going to, however, change what happens if you do not participate once you've started participating. You get 2 mulligans, so if you miss a week or two, it's not going to affect you either way. Once you miss that 3rd week, if you miss, you will be scored based on the lesser of either the average score that everyone gets for the week or your average score, and we will subtract 1 from either one of those, from either of the lesser of those 2. So, for example, if we were counting against you this week, the average score was a 19.69, we would subtract 1 from that, and you would get an 18.69 on the week. For the most part, that would have hurt most of the folks who participated, but there's a few that actually would have gotten better scores. Now, if your score is actually below a 19.69, you will get your average score and then subtract 1 from that. So if you have an average score of 18.5, you'll get a 17.5 on that week. So we are incentivizing participation and penalizing non-participation. Hopefully we get everybody to stick around. We know not everybody's going to be able to make it every week, and hopefully the couple of mulligans will buffer that blow in case for some reason someone can't participate. But we aren't assigning any mulligans until you do participate for the first time. So for those folks who were not able to participate this first week, no harm, no foul. You are not on the leaderboard, so we aren't counting anything against you yet. As soon as you make your first set of picks, though, that's when the magic happens. So hopefully we can get everybody participating again and everyone continue to participating, because I don't want to see people get their score bottomed out just because of a lack of participation. Want to see everybody raising their hand in class and shouting out answers and giving their picks for the week. I think season 2 is only going to be better and more exciting as we head toward the most interesting time of the movie year, and that is the post-holiday Oscar season, where all bets are off and movies can go just absolutely crazy in their picks, as we proved last year. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for participating, and we'll see you next week.